grasshopper, cricket hops around in it too.
They both do, you're right. Let's see, if you were describing a car that skidded on some ice, say, and just went out of control and went all over the highway, would you ever say it went every which way or ever which way or something like that to describe that kind of
thing? I said just zigzag. I had one that hit me like that.
Did you? From an icy road?
In Florida, no. Bill and me was not yielding the right of way, but I did stop, and then I had it on my side of the road when he hit me, and he was lost control and back in and caught us.
Good gracious alive. Was anybody hurt? Were
Florida. No, it was five in the car. No one was hurt.
Well, that was certainly fortunate.
It was $700 and some odd.
Sometimes
you
say weaving across the road.
Yeah, weaving.
Okay. If you were describing an explosion to somebody, you might say the whole thing exploded and pieces of metal went. What kind of word would you use?
Everywhere.
All right, that's fine.
All directions.
Would you ever use an expression like every which way or every
yeah,
which way?
Yeah, every which way, yeah.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that people might say evil spirits lived in?
Haunted house.
Okay. And what would those spirits be called?
Spooks, ghosts, hanks.
Okay. What do people call things that are supposed to bring bad luck? You ever heard them called jinxes or who's
yeah, jinx.
And what about a person who is said to bring bad luck?
They call him a jinx too sometimes.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to get you to say everything.
Bastard.
Okay.
Illegitimate.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared?